I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. Don't you find it ironic that most of the people making laws and pontificating about women's abortions are men? It's just one of many ironies. For instance, the My Body, My Choice movement proclaims a person's rights when it comes to requiring masks or getting vaccinations. But that doesn't seem to connect with women being able to control their bodies. And am I missing something? The whole Right to Life movement talks about, quote, the sanctity of life as the reason not to abort. But most Right to Lifers seem okay terminating a life through capital punishment. Where's the sanctity there? Now, I need to proclaim, I'm not an all-in supporter of abortion at any time for any reason. But in too many instances, abortion has become a birth control method, especially in younger women. Wife Lib remembers her undergraduate days at a time before abortion was legal. When girls in her college dorm got pregnant, yes, it happened more frequently than most of us knew, there was a lot of distress about what could be done. These co-eds knew of some woman in the county who could take care of the problem. It often employed using coat hangers in unsanitary conditions, and some of the girls were maimed, unable to ever have children. Don't look for me at rallies that advocate abortion any time and for most any reason, but there are some legitimate situations should be allowed. A member of our family had health conditions. Her doctor, a respected physician, told her that both the life of the fetus and her own life were in jeopardy. Now, I can tell you this was an agonizing and traumatic decision for the young couple, but in the end, they chose life, the mother's life. It left an emotional mark, but they were glad they made that decision because later they had healthy babies. In cases of rape or incest, there is no moral or religious reason why a woman should be forced to have the baby, and there should be no legal reason either. Two main questions surround this discussion. The first involves, when is a fetus viable? Texas's new law is absurd. Some women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Studies indicate 99% of abortions occur before 21 weeks. Later-term abortions are generally made because of threatening medical conditions. The second is to answer what's considered excessive restrictions. When the U.S. Supreme Court opened its new session this week, one of the cases before them concerns whether to uphold Roe v. Wade or declare it unconstitutional. Previous courts have consistently upheld the 1972 law supporting a woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion without excessive government restriction. The question is, what is excessive? The bottom line is that an abortion should always be made between a woman, her family, her doctor, and her God, not a bunch of self-righteous old men who never had to face the consequences. These lawmakers should be forced to take the children they mandated and support them. Did I really write that? More men need to stand up for women. This shouldn't be a movement of mostly women. The best I remember my biology, these women wouldn't be in this situation if it weren't for some guy. One final thing needs to be said. No court, no law, no religion, and no political party will ever stop abortions. Do we really want to return to the dark days of coat hangers?